哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace, peace, and joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
今天晚上小弟想跟大家一起来学习的题目是世人必走的路。
And the topic I would like to share with everyone tonight is the way of all the earth.
我们请翻开到列王记上的第二章。
Let us all turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章的第一节。
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
这是大卫跟他儿子所罗门所讲的话。
And this is what King David told, said to his son Solomon.
我们看二章的第一节。
Let us read chapter 2 verse 1.
大卫的死期临近了，就嘱咐他儿子所罗门说。
Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying,
第二节,
verse 2,
我现在要走世人必走的路，所以你当刚强，做大丈夫。
I go the way of all the earth, be strong therefore, and prove yourself a man.
第三节,
verse 3,
遵守耶和华你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的，行主的道，谨守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。
And keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes, His commandments, His judgments, and His testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn.
好，这里记载大卫他年老将近死期临近的时候，叫所罗门来，然后跟他讲这些话。
So here records when the days of David drew near to his death, and this is what he said to his son Solomon.
好，大卫是在圣经里面讲是合神心意的人。
And David, according to the Bible, is one after God's own heart.
他从少年的时候就有美好的灵性。
So ever since he was young, he had a very good spirituality.
在他成长过程的当中，成年之后遇到了很多苦难的磨练。
And as he was growing up, he went through a lot of challenges and trials.
现在到了老年，他有很多的感触。
And in his old age, David has a lot of experience.
好，他告诉他的儿子，我现在要走世人必走的路。
And he told his son that I am going the way of all the earth.
我们来看传道书的第七章。
Let us all turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书的第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章的第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2.
往遭丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Verse 2, better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart.
大卫告诉他的儿子，我现在要走世人必走的路。
David told his son that I'm going the way of all the earth.
所以这个世人必走的路是什么呢？
And what is this way of all the earth?
就是死亡。
That is death.
死亡是众人的结局。
Death is the ending of all men.
活着的人必须将这件事情放在心上。
And those who are living must take this matter to heart.
因为如果放在心上，就能够得着智慧。
And it is because if you put it in your heart, you are able to gain wisdom.
能够明白我在世上的日子，我在世上的时间其实是有限的。
And we are able to understand that our time on earth is limited.
所以要来思考我在这个有限的时间当中，我当如何来过。
So that we are able to think about in our limited time, how can I live this life?
好，人人都有一死。
And everyone will encounter death.
但是死却不是结局。
But death is not the end.
我们来看希伯来书的第九章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
九章的第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书九章第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
所以大卫把他的儿子叫来，告诉他，我现在要走世人必走的路。
So David called his son and told him that I am going to the way of the earth.
你要将这件事情放在心上。
And you must put this matter in your heart.
有一天我们都要走这条路。
Because one day we all have to walk this way.
接下来大卫告诉他。
And then David told him.
既然知道有一天要走这条路。
Since you know that you have to walk this way one day.
那你现在要怎么来准备呢？
Then how can you prepare for this right now?
你现在要怎么来过你的生活呢？
How can you live your life right now?
因为人人都有一死，死后却要面对神的审判。
Because everyone will die, but after death we must face the judgment of God.
所以大卫他年老的时候提醒他的儿子所罗门。
So David in his old age, he reminded his son Solomon.
你要遵守主你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道。
You must walk in the way of the Lord, just like it is written in Moses' law.
哦，要把这一件事情放在心上。
And you must put this matter in your heart.
这个才是活着的时候重要有价值的事情。
And this is what is the most valuable when you are living on earth.
虽然大卫在世上他是作王，他有很多的享受。
And even though David is king in this world and he had many enjoyments.
但是他的目标，他的眼光，他的期待一直都不是在这世上的事情上。
But his goal and his eyes were not set on the things of this world.
那他也希望他的儿子，而且这个记载下来也是希望留给今天的我们能够 来学习跟效法。
So he hopes for his son as well as us today to learn and to follow.
我们来看诗篇的第十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 17.
诗篇第十七篇是大卫的祈祷。
And Psalm chapter 17 is a prayer of David.
诗篇第十七篇。
Psalm 17.
十七篇的第十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
耶和华啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
14. With your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure, they are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possession for their babes.
从古至今，父母都是一样的爱儿女。
From the ancient times to now, all parents love their children.
他们总是想要把最好的来留给儿女。
And they hope to leave the best for their children.
直到有一天，他不能够永远陪在儿女的身边。
Because they know that one day they cannot be with their children anymore.
儿女他们需要自己去独当一面，没有在旁边，没有办法再继续教导他、引导他，甚至帮助他。
And they are unable to be to help them by their side, and that their children must face the world themselves.
那对世界上大部分的来说，什么是最重要、最好的呢？
And what is the most valuable thing to most people of the world?
他们所追求的就是世上的财富、财宝。
What they go after is the worldly treasure.
所以他们很尽力地累积了很多的财富、财宝，希望能够留给孩子，能够帮助他们。
So they try to accumulate as much wealth as they can to leave to their children.
但是大卫却说，求主救我脱离世人。
But God says, he asked God to help him from this world.
From men of this world.
And from the men of this world.
啊，什么意思？
And what does this mean?
意思就是求主不要让我变得跟他们有一样的想法。
And that means he asked God so that he will not have the same way of thinking as the people.
其实如果我们再怎么比较，我们都没有办法像大卫留一个王位给你的孩子。
And no matter how hard we try, we cannot be like David and leave the throne to his son.
你留再多钱，比得上大卫留的一个王朝给他吗？
No matter how much wealth you are able to leave behind, are you able to leave behind the whole kingdom?
哦，但是对大卫来说，他留给所罗门最重要的是什么？
But to David, what is the most important thing he is leaving for his son?
他留给他孩子最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing he is leaving behind?
他看最重的不是这个王位、这个权力、这个享受、这个福分，对他来说，这个不是最重要。
And what he values the most is not his throne or his authority.
对他来说，最重要的就是认识神，还有这份的信仰。
But to David, the most important is to know God and the faith.
这一份信仰才能够真正的帮助到所罗门。
Because this faith is what is able to truly help Solomon.
大卫是一个信仰上的伟人。
And David is a great man in faith.
从他出来之后，很多人愿意跟随他。
Because after he came out, a lot of people were willing to follow.
他所讲的话，他所说的命令，大家都认真的听，而且用心的去行。
All the words and commands that he spoke, a lot of people were willing to follow.
所以当大卫他还在的时候，所罗门虽然已经成年了，但是其实只要大卫跟着大卫说的去做就好了。
So when David was still living, even though Solomon was already grown up, everyone still followed what David said.
但是如果我们看回来《列王记上》的第二章第二节
，But if we come back to 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 2,
大卫跟他的儿子说。
David told his son,
我现在要走世人必走的路 我要离开了
That I go the way of all the earth, so he is leaving.
你当刚强做大丈夫
Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man.
以前你可以在我的、可以说是在我的帮助下来过生活但是我离开之后你要独当的一面
And in the past, you are able to live with my help, but now you have to face everything yourself.
不是靠我所留给你的金银财宝、武器、兵丁，而是靠神。
And that is not to rely on all the wealth and the army that I left behind, but to rely on God.
好，所以这个是大卫他对儿子的一个教导。
So this is a teaching that David gave to his son.
让他的儿子，也是包括今天的我们，来思考死是众人的结局。
For his son and also us today to ponder upon that death is our end.
既然如此，那我们还活着的时候，要怎么来使用这个宝贵的时间？
And since this is so, how are we able to use our precious time while we are still living?
对大卫来说，就是好好的追求神。
And to David, that is to go after the Lord.
哦，这个部分是他交给儿子的。
And this is what he left for his son.
但是我们看他自己。
And let us look at David.
我们看回来《列王记上》。
Let us look at First Kings.
列王记上的第一章。
First Kings chapter 1.
一章的第四十七节。
First Kings chapter 1 verse 47.
王的臣仆也来为我们的王、我们的主大卫王祝福说愿王的神使所罗门的名比王的名更尊荣使他的国位比王的国位更大王就在床上屈身下拜
47 And moreover the king's servants have gone to bless our Lord King David sayingMay God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and may he make his throne greater than your throne. Then the king bowed himself on the bed.
这时候大卫已经年纪老迈。
And at this time, David was already old in age.
所以他要敬拜反是在他的床上屈身下拜。
So he bowed himself on the bed.
这是非常、值得敬佩的一件事情。
And this is something that we should respect greatly.
因为大卫他一生跟随神，直到他年老最后的时间。
Because David followed God his whole life, even until his last days.
我们来看《传道书》的第七章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书的第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
事情的终局强如事情的起头存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的
Verse 8 The end of a thing is better than its beginning The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit
第八节告诉我们说事情的终局强如事情的起头
This verse tells us that the end of a thing is better than its beginning
一个人的结局比一个人的开始还要重要
And the end of a man is more important than their beginning.
大卫有一个非常好的开始。
And David had a very good beginning.
在他还是青年的时候，他就认识神。
When he was still a young man, he came to know God.
体验神，追求神，信靠神。
And he experienced God and pursued after God.
时常赞美神。
And he praised God.
在他还青年的时候。
And when he was still a young man,
他就愿意站出来面对哥利亚，而且靠着神得着胜利。
He was willing to face Goliath and was able to win victory through God.
如果以今天来说，可以在教会里面是一个非常好的青年。
And for our terms today, he is a very good youth in church.
从小有非常好的信仰。
And since young, he has very good faith.
爸爸妈妈带他到教会，他都很喜欢去。而且比爸爸妈妈还更喜欢去。
And when his parents bring him to church, he loves to come to church even more than his parents.
有一个好的开始。
So he had a good beginning.
但是对大卫来说，更难得的是什么？
But to David, what is even more precious?
直到他年老、死期临近的时候，还在床头上来俯伏、屈身下拜、敬拜神。
And that is in his old days, he is still able to bow down on his bed to worship God.
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Because the end of a thing is better than its beginning.
不止他有一个好的开始，而且他能够持守这一份信仰直到最后。
And not only did he have a good beginning, he was able to hold on to this faith until the end.
不是说他在生活当中就没有遇到困难，他遇到的困难太多了。
But it is not that he didn't face any challenges in life, he faced many.
不是说他在生活信仰的路上从来都没有犯过错，他犯的错太大了。
And it is not that he never made any mistakes in his life, he actually did.
但是他会悔改。
But he repented.
当他发现自己走偏的时候，
And when he realized that he strayed from the way,
他真的非常的用心的在神面前悔改忏悔，而且再回到这个正路上。
He put in a lot of effort to repent before God and to walk back on the right way.
所以在他年老、死期将近、要走世人必走的路的时候，他能够还敬拜神。
So in his old days, when he is facing the way of the earth, he is still able to worship God.
保罗，我们来看提摩太后书。
And let us now turn to 2 Timothy.
这是在新约当中一个非常好的一个工人。
And to look at Paul, which is a good worker in the New Testament.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们看第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
常常我们说这个就是保罗他在和提摩太后书算是他年老的时候所著作的书。
So 2 Timothy is a book that Paul wrote in his old days.
所以在这个时候他勉励年轻的提摩太工人。
So at this time he was encouraging the young preacher Timothy.
他在告诉他说我已经做了这些。
So he told Timothy that I have done these things.
美好的仗打过了，当跑的路跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
That I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
之前他在写作的时候，他在说我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And
I discipline myself.
And in the past, he said that he was disciplining himself.
因为他怕一件事情。
Because he was afraid of one thing.
他怕说他到处去传福音，把这个信仰传给这么多人，这些人得救了，自己如果没有警醒，反而丧失了这份信仰，丧失了这份救恩。
He was afraid that he was preaching this gospel to so many people, but he himself might lose the gospel.
但是到他年老的时候，他依然持守住这一份纯正的信仰，所以他能够做一个美好的榜样给提摩太，也是记载下来给今天的我们。
But in his old days, he was able to keep his faith so that he was a good example to Timothy as well as us today.
但是一个人他能够走到最后，
But for a man to walk until the very end,
不是一个恰巧发生的事情。
It is not something that happens by coincidence.
或者是说不是一个被动的，我什么都不做，我就留在教会里面就可以了。
And it is not something that you can finish passively that you don't do anything in church.
哦，对保罗来说不是这样。
To Paul, this is not the case.
我们看腓立比书的第三章。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章的第十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
腓立比书三章第十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
13节
Verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
14节
14.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗在他年老的时候说，当跑的路我跑尽了，当守的道我守住了。
And in his old days, Paul said that I have finished the race and I have kept the faith.
那是因为在他还比较年轻的时候，他做出了一个决定。
And this is because when he was younger, he made a decision.
我要向着标杆直跑。
That I must press toward the goal.
我从不觉得说我已经得着了，已经安妥了，可以放松了，可以懈怠了。
I never feel that I have already attained or am perfected or that I can relax now.
对他来说，这一份目标是很明确的。
Because to him, his goal was very clear.
就有一件事情对他很重要，他做了这个选择，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直直地跑过去。
And there is one thing that he determined to do, that is to press forward and forget the things of the past.
过去的一周，是我们的冬季的学生灵恩会。
So this past week was our winter student spiritual convocation.
一直到现在，他们还有最后一节课。
And even until right now, they have their last class.
哦，那在这一个礼拜当中，青年们在教会里面学习唱诗、团契、敬拜神、祷告。
And in this past week, the youth were able to gather to learn and to pray and to fellowship together.
其实这是对他们来说非常重要的。
And this is very important to them.
因为在高中的这一段时间，其实是他们要下定决心的时候。
Because in the times when they are in high school, it is when they must determine.
哦，不只是在想说我要读什么大学，走什么样子的专业。
And they must make a decision not only in school or in the university they attend.
更是在这个时候，他们要下定决心跟随耶稣，跟随到底。
But at this time, they must be determined to follow Jesus until the end.
如果在这个时候，大概是高中到大学的这一段期间，他们没有下定这个决心。
And if they do not make this determination in the time throughout high school to university.
虽然看到他们来教会，但是他们就是来陪陪家人，陪陪同伴，看看朋友。
We may see them come to church, but they are actually only here with their family or for their friends.
如果这个时候没有下定这个决心，我就是要跟随耶稣，我就是要向着标杆直跑。
If they do not make the determination that I must follow Jesus and press toward the goal,
那其实他要保守住这个信仰就非常的困难。
Then in reality, it is very difficult for them to keep their faith.
因为他一到社会的时候。
Because once they enter into society,
哇，他看到每个人都在很专心做他们要追求的目标。
They will see that everyone is so focused on reaching their goals.
要赚更多的钱，要得到更高的职位。
To earn more money and to gain more status.
如果在不小心当中，就很容易随波逐流了。
And if they are not careful, they will be carried away by the tide of the world.
所以其实大卫他一开始就是有这样子的想法。
And this is what David had thought at the very beginning.
主啊，求你救我，脱离这些世人，脱离这些只是在今世有福的人，只是追求今世的财宝，甚至追求财富要留给后代的人。
So David asked God to help him and to help him be stay away from the people of the world that only went after riches.
我的目标只有一个。
Because I only had one goal.
我们来看诗篇的十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 17. Psalm 17, verse 14.
耶和华，求你救，用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
With your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure, they are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possession for their babes.
所以对大卫来说，他说：“主啊，求你叫帮助我脱离他们，不要跟他们有一样的追求，一样的想法。”
So David here asked God to help him to withdraw him from the people of the world.
第十五节。
And verse 15.
至于我。我必在意中见你的面，我醒了的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
所以跟保罗一样，其实大卫他有一个很明确的目标，他朝着这个目标来前进。
So just like Paul, David had a very clear goal that he was pressing on towards.
他的目标就是要在义中来见与主面对面。
And his goal was to see the Lord's face in righteousness.
醒的时候得见你的形象，心满意足。
So that he can be satisfied when he awakes in God's likeness.
这个醒的是什么意思？
And what does it mean to be awake?
因为他知道信主的人不是死了，是睡了。
Because he knows that for those who believe in God, they do not die, but they are asleep.
在他走完这个世人必走的路之后，
After he finishes the way of the world,
他有一个活泼的盼望。
He has a living hope.
他醒的时候要得见主的形象，或者得着主的形象，就心满意足了。
So when he awakes, he will be in God's likeness, and he will be satisfied.
那这也是保罗他讲解非常清楚的。
And this is also what Paul explained very clearly.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
当时候在哥林多教会有一些弟兄姐妹，他们有这样子的一个怀疑。
So at this time, the members of the church of Corinth had a doubt in their hearts.
在哥林多教会，他们从世界人的角度来，就是说在哥林多教会，他们得到了很多的恩典，他们是有很多智慧的人在那边。
So the church of Corinth received a lot of grace, and they had a lot of people full of wisdom.
但是他们就卷传了这样子的一个问题，在十五章我们来看第十二节。
But they had a problem in chapter 15, verse 12.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
12. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
对不对？你如果有学过科学的，去读过书的，就知道死人复活这个根本不科学。
So if you have studied science, you know that to resurrect from the dead is not doesn't make sense.
一个人死了，血不流了，后来他就要埋了，就臭了，或者甚至就烧了。
Because if a person has died, their blood no longer flows, so we must burn them.
怎么可能再复活过来呢？
How can they be raised from the dead?
这个根本不科学。
And this doesn't make sense.
所以这样子的想法就影响了一些人的信心。
So this type of thinking affected some people's faith.
他们渐渐不想说，哎呀，可能没有复活的事情吧。
And they say that perhaps there is no resurrection.
那保罗就跟他们说。
So Paul told them.
十三节。
In verse 13,
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
13, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
十四节，
14,
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
十八节，
verse 18,
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
所以在这边讲到的就是说，今天其实我们信仰的最中心的盼望就是什么？盼望复活。
So here it is telling us that the end goal of our faith is that we have hope in resurrection.
就是像大卫所讲的，他所希望他醒的时候能够得着神圣的这个形象。
Just like what David said, that when he awakes, he wants to awake in God's likeness.
这边说到说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，比众人更可怜。
And here it tells us that if in this life we only have hope in Christ, then we are of all men the most pitiable.
其实是最可惜。
And it is remorseful.
为什么呢？
And why is this so?
你已经来信耶稣了，能够得着这个美好的盼望，得着这个永远的生命，结果却没有得着，因为只想的只是在世上的福分。
You have already come to believe in Christ, yet you are not able to receive your inheritance because you only look at things, the blessings of this world.
所以为什么大卫他能够坚持到他年老最后一刻都还在敬拜神，都还在这个信仰里面？
So how come David is able to endure until the end to hold on to his faith?
因为在他很久以前，他早就已经下定决心，我追求跟世上的人不一样。
Because a long time ago, he has already determined to go after what is different from the world.
我要走这个世人必走的路。
I must walk this way of the earth.
但是我跟他们的结局不一样。
But my ending is different from theirs.
我的盼望不是在今生而已。
Because my hope is not only in this life.
我的盼望是在主那里的永生。
And my hope is in everlasting life in the Lord.
哥林多前书十五章的二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他再来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
在这边讲到说耶稣复活，那他复活呢，他是初熟的果子。
Here it tells us that Christ has risen and he is the first fruit.
什么叫做 first fruit? 就是初熟的果子，就是第一批。
So to be the first fruit is to be the first batch.
那后来我们以后要复活的呢，是按着次序，首先是基督，后来才是那些基督里面，基督再来的时候，在基督里面的人是接在他后面复活或活的。
So resurrection will come in this order that Christ will rise first, and then after those who are Christ.
那可能我们会有这样子的一个问题。
And we might have this question.
主耶稣怎么是第一个复活的呢？
So how is Jesus the first that rose from the dead?
在旧约都有人复活，主耶稣他自己都让三个人复活的记载出来。
Because in the Old Testament there were many that were risen from the dead.
那主耶稣自己也让三个死里复活啊。
And Jesus also rose three people from the dead.
对不对？那个什么 Jairus 的女儿，对不对？埃鲁的女儿，拿因城寡妇的女儿啊儿子。
So there was a Jairus' daughter and also the daughter of the widow.
还有谁？还有那个拉撒路，四天了都臭了。他的姐姐说：“拜托不要打开了。”但是他说：“你要信。”
And also Lazarus, and that was after 4 days.
他们不是都在主耶稣活的时候就已经复活了吗？
Didn't they resurrect when Jesus was still in the earth?
为什么说主耶稣是初熟的呢？是第一个呢？
But why does it say that Jesus is the first fruit?
因为这个是不一样的复活。
Because this is a different type of resurrection.
拉撒路复活了，是肉体的复活。
When Lazarus was risen from the dead, that was his fleshly body.
有一天他还是要走这世人必走的路。
But one day he still has to walk the way of the earth.
但是主耶稣复活，这个是属灵的复活。
But when Jesus
或者是说属灵的身体。
But when Jesus resurrects, it is his spiritual body.
所以当我们复活的时候，我们也是要复活，得到这个属灵的身体。
So when we resurrect, we must also resurrect and obtain this spiritual body.
要跟主耶稣那个一样的身体，所以才会说那个是初熟的果子。
And it will be the same body as Christ.
所以有人就问了，他继续问保罗。
So someone continued to ask Paul.
35节。
In verse 35.
或有人问死人怎样复活，带着什么身体来呢？
But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?
那身体都已经死了，都已经烂掉了，都没有了，甚至已经烧掉了，那你以后要带什么身体来？
And this body has, it's already dead and it's been burned.
好，那要带什么身体来？
So what body do they come?
或者他说他想不到说你复活以后身体会是怎么样的身体。
And they cannot imagine what type of body one will have after resurrection.
36节。
In verse 36.
无知的人啊，你所种的若不死就不能生。
36. Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive until it dies.
37节。
37.
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，即如麦子或是别样的谷。
And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain.
好，在这里保罗他讲了一个比喻。
So here Paul uses a parable.
人家在问说以后复活，你说有复活，在基督里复活，那是什么样子的一个身体？
So someone was asking, how are the dead raised up and with what body?
哦，保罗说你不要想说是你现在这个身体。
So Paul told them, do not think that it is with the body you have right now.
就好像你种了一个种子，你种了一个麦子，对不对？你种了一个麦子，它的种子到土里面，但是它死了之后呢，它长出来的麦子是跟你种的种子形状不一样的。
Just like if you sow a grain and what grows out is different from what you planted.
好，就是这一句说，你所种的不是那将来的形体。
And what you sow is not what will come out after.
哦，是不一样的。
And it is different.
是吧？四十四节。
And verse 44.
或者四十二节，我们看一下。
Or first, we'll read verse 42.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活是不朽坏的。
42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption; it is raised in incorruption.
如果我们今天的盼望是主耶稣再复活我这个身体。那还是朽坏的，那有一天还是要结束。
So if our hope is that our Lord Jesus will resurrect our body that is sown in corruption, then one day we must still face death.
但是在圣经里面的盼望是更加的美好。
But the hope in the Bible is even more wonderful.
是要得到像主耶稣那样子出熟的果子的这个身体。
That is to obtain the spiritual body like Christ, the first fruit.
种的是必朽坏的，复活是不朽坏的。
That's what is sown is in corruption, but it is raised in incorruption.
四十四节。
And verse 44.
所种的是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
44. It is sown a natural body; it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body.
好，所有血气的身体，还有什么灵性的身体？
So there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
五十节。
Verse 50.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
51节。
Verse 51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
52节。
52.
就在一霎时、霎眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候。因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
53节。
53.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
好，所以这是我们活泼的盼望。
And this is our living hope.
死人复活的时候要有什么身体呢？要有像耶稣一样属灵性的身体。
That when we resurrect, we must have the spiritual body like Christ.
是不朽坏的身体。
And that is a body that is incorruptible.
能够承受神永远国度的身体。
And it is a body that can inherit the everlasting kingdom of God.
但是在这里有一个重点。
But there is a key point.
36节。
In verse 36,
保罗说：“无知的人啊，你所种的若不死，就不能生。”
Paul said, "Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive until it dies."
好，你所种的若不死，就不能生。
So what you sow is not made alive unless it dies.
当然从一个角度来看，就是说我们肉身如果不死，那就不能够换那个不朽坏的。
So from another perspective, it is that if our fleshly body does not die, then we cannot obtain the incorruptible body.
但是这个不是 这是比较被动的理解。
And this is a
passive.
This is a passive way of understanding.
但是其实有一个更主动的，我们要去追求。
But there is a more active way that we must pursue after.
向罪死，向神活。
That is to be dead to sin but alive to God.
我们看罗马书的第六章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的第六章第六节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
罗马书第六章的第六节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
第七节,
Verse 7.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
第八节,
8.
我们若是与基督同死，就信比与他同活。
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
第九节
9.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him.
第十节
Verse 10.
他死是降罪死了，只有一次，他活是向神活着。
For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God.
十一节
11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，在向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
十二节
Verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身体的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust.
这边告诉啊，彼得啊，不是彼得，保罗告诉我们，受洗归入耶稣基督的人，就是受洗归入他的死。
So here Paul tells us that those who are baptized in Christ are baptized into his death.
但是这个死却是要为了要得着永远的生命。
But this death is for us to obtain everlasting life.
这个死是向罪死，以致能够向神活着。
And this death is to die to sin so that we can be alive to God.
什么叫做向罪死呢?
And what does it mean to be dead to sin?
第十二节告诉我们,
Verse 12 tells us,
就是不容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
That is to not let sin reign in our mortal body.
我们再看一个经节, 罗马书的第八章。
And let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章的第十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死，身体的恶行必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
保罗说，你所种的若不死，就不能生。
Paul says that what you sow, if it does not die, then it cannot live.
所种的是什么呢？
And what do you sow?
就是这血气的身体。
That is the body of the flesh.
血气的身体若不死，就不能得着那灵性的身体。
If the flesh does not die, then you cannot obtain the spiritual body.
那这个死其实在这里我们可以看到的，就是在这个血气的身体当中，其实它是有恶，有这个这个肉体的情欲。
Because we can see that our fleshly body has the lusts of the flesh.
所以告诉我们说，不要顺从这个肉体的情欲去活着。
So it tells us to not live according to the lusts of the flesh.
如果顺从肉体活着，在这里看到必要死。
Because if we live according to the flesh, then we will die.
反而要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
But through the Spirit, we must put to death the deeds of the flesh.
所种的死了。
So that what you sow will die.
必要得着生命。
but that we will obtain life.
所以对保对对，不管是对保罗来说，或者是对大卫来说，他们都有一样的一个意念。
So whether it is to Paul or to David, they have the same thought.
他们还没有年老之前，他们已经立定的志向。
That even before they grew old, they had this determination.
我不要顺从肉体的情欲，活着追求世上的享乐以及财富。
That I will not live according to the flesh and pursue after the riches of the world.
最重要的就是要追求神啊，醒过来的时候，在意中得着神的形象。
But the most important is that when they awake, they will be in God's likeness and in righteousness.
哦，对保罗来说，在追求复活与主一样的灵性的身体，永远不朽坏的身体。
And to Paul, it is to pursue after the spiritual life that will resurrect with God and the one that is incorruptible.
所以他还活着的时候，他向着标杆直跑。
That is why when he is still living, he presses on toward his goal.
有一条路是世人必走的路。
And there is this way of all the earth.
都要走。
And we must all walk.
世上所有的人。
Everyone in this world.
但是他却有不一样的结果。
But there is a different ending.
求主祝福我，带领我们。
And may God bless us and guide us.
我们唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
第238首。
238.
总共唱四节。
And we will sing four verses.